In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, today in 100.7 WHUD, Joe DeRays of Joe DeRays and the Skills. Hello, Joe DeRays.
Hey there, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. Where do we find you today, in what town?
I am in the town of Cortland.
In Cortland, is that where you work?
That's where I work, and that's where I live, yeah. I was born and raised in the Bronx, and so I'm sort of a city boy at heart, and I've been living up here for over 15 years now.
The name, the Skills, how'd that come about?
It's actually honoring Peekskill, where we're based.
That's very clever, actually. Did you look up to make sure there's no other band called The Skills?
I haven't. But, the funny thing about the name is we were playing an outdoor gig in Peekskill one day, and there was a gentleman there who was watching the show, having a really good time. He looked at us, and he looked at the crowd, and he pulled an Axl Rose. He says, "Do you know where you are? You're in the Skills, baby. You're in the Skills."
That guy should be your opening act.
So I should have. We'd probably make some money that way.
We're going to get to the music in a moment. One more question.
Sure.
Can the Skills pay the bills? Do you have a day job as well?
I do. My day job is a publicist. I'm very fortunate to work out of my home. I freelance for a bunch of different clients. And, that's really what keeps the bills paid and the band playing.
Joe DeRays and the Skills, how long have you been at it? How long has the band been going?
The band's been around for about 3.5 years, I would say. I released my CD in 2013 in November and put an ad in Craigslist right around the holidays. And then by January, I had a whole band.
No kidding. They answered a Craigslist ad. Who else is in the band with you?
A gentleman, a bass player by the name of Steve Geller. From the Nyack area, and he is actually a professional musician. He's toured with Davy Jones and a bunch of other famous acts. He's been with me for the longest, for 3.5 years. Another guy in the band who is a fantastic bass guitar player. We're convinced that he is beyond Ace Frehley. We really believe he's really from another planet. He's in this Latin Del Castillo, and he's opened up for Tina Turner a couple of times at Madison Square Garden, years ago.
When quite something.
Professionally. So I have a really good, solid band.
Joe DeRays and the Skills in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Here is Joe DeRays. So you were knocking around in cover bands yourself before the original stuff came out?
I was always an original songwriter in the 80s and 90s. I did that for a while, and it didn't pan out, so I became, that's when the publicity career cranked up. And I never thought that I decided to sit. Music is done. I'm going to be a publicist now, and, the music will be a thing of the past.
Right.
And I didn't think I would ever come back. And then my daughter was born, and I got the itch to write again. And I was working from home at this point. I was able to just crank out some tunes, and then I started playing out a little bit, and I told my wife, I think I want to go back into this. And she's been with me for a very long time, and she's like, oh, no.
Very supportive, yeah.
I mean, without her support, I wouldn't be doing that.
That's an important part of it, because it's hit and miss a lot of the time, right?
Next thing I know, I'm opening up for Gin Blossoms at the Paramount
Really?
Theater. I'm playing at Daryl's house. I'm playing Count Pryor.
You have an album out. You said a couple of years ago it came out?
It came out in 2013, so going on almost 4 years,
What is it called?
It's called Ebb and Flow, Hudson River, which is, I think, one of the tracks that we sent you.
Yes, we're going to hear that.
And I have another song on the album called Eyes Upon the Skyline, which is a tribute to 9/11, written from my perspective as a New Yorker on that day. We're currently working on a new album with a producer from Madison, Wisconsin. He really likes our sound. We met him last year when we went on tour.
It's great how those things work. Something turns into something else, and maybe you play a free gig someplace or a small gig. You think it's going to be a nothing, a one-off, and then somebody hears you, like you just said, and, it leads to something even greater. It's a lot of fun, right?
You know what? It's the best midlife crisis a guy could ever ask for.
Hey, tell me about it. Tell me about it, Joe. Joe, you mentioned gigs that you had in the past. You got gigs coming up?
We'll be playing tonight in Peekskill at the Birdsall House Restaurant tonight. We're going to be playing in the outdoor beer garden. That's always a lot of fun. Doing July 29th at the Peekskill Coffee House, 7 to 8:30 p.m. That's a Saturday night. And, both gigs are free and open to the public. We play at the Peekskill Coffee House on a monthly basis, so that's sort of like our living room. We're doing the Town of Cortland Summer Series in August, August 10th, the Thursday night.
Joe, what is your website?
The website is joederays.com. That's J-O-E-D-U-R-A-Y-S. AES.com.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD, Joe DeRays of Joe DeRays and the Skills playing tonight at Birdsall House in Peekskill. Check it out. Catch him. Here's the song Hudson River from Joe DeRays and the Skills. Thank you, Joe. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.